Back in 2001, Monsters, Inc., an animated film by Pixar, did a good business with a younger set. So now, here's a film with a similar title, Monsters vs. Aliens, by arch rival studio DreamWorks. And while Monsters vs. Aliens has its warts, it's one of those films that both the nippers and the moms and dads can enjoy. The kiddies love amiable monsters. Even Frankenstein sold them frankenberries, and Dracula peddled Chocula, and we all know about the count on Sesame Street. While the kids can enjoy the antics of the monsters in Monsters vs. Aliens, parents who know their films can kick back and count clever allusions to old science fiction movies. The premise is that Galaxhar, an evil alien, blew up his own world for unspecified reasons, and has lost his supply of Quantonium, a sort of reverse Krypton for humans. So, said wonderful stuff lands on Earth as a meteor and transforms Susan Murphy from cute and petite girl on her wedding day to a 50-foot woman. Think the 50s movie, The Attack of the 50-Foot Woman. It turns out that the government has a secret prison where monsters are kept hidden away. And General W.R. Monger, a gentler, kindlier version of the warmonger General Buck Turgidson from Dr. Strangelove, is their keeper. Well, you get the idea about the winks and nudges referring to the old and honored films of the past, and I'll try to avoid spoiling anyone's fun, inciting more. Anyway, the nasty Galaxar sends an enormous robot to reclaim his Quantonium, which of course is in Susan's body. The military attacks the robot with no success. With the fate of the nation at stake, General Monger decides to set loose his monsters on it. These include Susan, of course, as well as Dr. Cockroach, a brilliant scientist transformed into a bug after a failed experiment, B.O.B., a sort of gelatinous blob, a giant caterpillar, and the missing link, a dead ringer, so to speak, for the creature from the Black Lagoon. Darn, I said I'd stop mentioning the illusions. Anyway, our doughty but weird heroes go to war and actually manage to bump off the huge robot. That brings Galaxar's real wrath down on Earth, and the monster crew has to go back to work. Monsters vs. Aliens might be seen in two ways, as a rip-off of cherished old science fiction movies and an exploitation of a cliché story about a girl who discovers her own identity, or is it a reverent homage to those lovely old films and a worthy restatement of the female empowerment theme? There's a case to be made for both positions. As I've noted, it's a Count the Illusions movie, and a few of them are overdone. When U.S. President, who looks a bit like Ronald Reagan, goes to greet the giant robot, he takes a synthesizer and pounds out a rousing chorus of the notes from Close Encounters of the Third Kind that turns into a production number. Just the notes would have been enough without the song and dance. But as one who enjoyed all those old movies, I saw most of the allusions as a loving homage. Then there's the theme. What does Susan, the real heroine, learn? Before her transformation, she has no real personality of her own and sees herself as just part of the career and life of her slimy fiancé, a talking head TV anchor. She learns that she can and will stand on her own for what she is and can be, not for what she is to him. Yeah, that theme's a bit musty, but it's always worth repeating in different ways for girls. I'm probably overthinking this film, and I'm not the main target audience. Kids will like it for the same reason that Sesame Street is populated with cute monsters like the Count and the Cookie Monster. My invisible friend, Dr. Freud, tells me that children often see themselves as outsiders and fear they won't fit in, so they unconsciously sympathize with characters who are like their self-perception. Also, there's a bit of Gulliver's Travels here, a literary classic that's been transformed into children's stories over and over. In a visual illusion, okay, one last time, we see Susan lassoed by a horde of soldiers who look Lilliputian, then tied down in prone position, just like we see Gulliver in the first animated film version. But she uses her size and great strength to fight the evildoer, and being lots bigger than adults might well strike a chord in the nipper's imagination, as did the story of Gulliver. So I like this film. The warts I mentioned have to do with the animation, which is quite pedestrian and certainly not up to Pixar and Disney standards. But those are objections more important to film critics than the average audience. So I'll give Monsters vs. Aliens 3.5 stars out of 5 as an entertaining night out for the family.